The armed employee would have to be trained and have a background check. They would also keep the gun locked up. For Jim Walker, superintendent of the Page Unified School District, arming personnel is not how he would carry out school safety.
I wouldn't really be in favor of that for our school district. We put more effort in being prepared for emergencies. We have an emergency plan in place. We drill. We try to work with our local law enforcement agencies to make sure we're prepared in case something does happen.
Page High School has a safety officer on campus. It's a scenario Walker prefers over what he feels would be a complicated system of arming staff.
Designating one person on a campus to be the one responsible to be armed and to respond throws a lot of dynamics into that whole issue of who's the person that you're willing is going to be willing to do that? Who's the person that's going to respond if you do have an armed intruder?
Walker feels the bill might appeal more to rural communities that have slower emergency response times. When contacted for an opinion on the bill, a spokesperson for the Flagstaff Unified School District said they were waiting to see what the legislature is going to do before making any decisions. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan.